Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Celtics are back. So is Pure Hoops with Terp. Comes your way at high noon. Full on Celtics preview. We're going to hand out Celtics season superlatives.
Yes.
Coming your way 1 hour from now. The return of Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. Plus, we have Would You Rathers in a half hour on a Would You Rather Wednesday every Wednesday at 11:30. Hashtag Dork Minute. Every Wednesday at 11:45,
yes.
So stay tuned. But, Keith, we have the return of a crowd favorite,
mm-hmm.
or at least something they tolerate.
Yeah.
It is, who said it, Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer? We're referring to this as Ed Gein's version.
Yeah.
Because today it is either all Joe Mazzulla quotes,
right.
Real Joe Mazzulla quotes.
That's right.
Or real quotes from Ed Gein.
Yes. So we played it before where it was Mazzulla or a variety of serial killers. Then it was Joe Mazzulla or horror villain icons. This is sort of blending the two. So Ed Gein, for those unfamiliar, was known as the Butcher of Plainfield and the Plainfield Ghoul. He has a TV show on right now on Netflix inspired by Ed Gein. But Ed Gein.
So he's very topical.
He's very topical.
Oh, good.
He also inspired Norman Bates in Psycho, Leatherface and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
So not just the ultimate jock.
No. This guy,
a lot of different stuff.
Without him, you don't have some of the great horror movies of
okay,
all time.
Good stuff.
So Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein. And here's the thing. I'm going to read a quote. You have to tell me that's Ed Gein or that's Joe Mazzulla. First person to get three in a row wins these tickets.
Simple.
Real simple.
So it's either or.
Yes.
You
got to
get three of them in a row. It's either Ed Gein.
Yep. The Butcher of Plainfield.
Plainfield Ghoul.
Plainfield Ghoul.
Or Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla. These are tough.
Yeah.
And the winner. And we have a lot of you lined up, but continue to call in because we might need even more
of you.
You
never know.
617-779-7937. You will have a chance to win two tickets to see Matt Rife at TD Garden on New Year's Eve. So now let's play. Who said it? Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein?
Who's our first contestant, Jones?
Our first contestant is Ed in the truck. Hello, Ed. You ready to play?
All right, Ed.
Oh, I'm ready.
He's ready. All right, Ed, who said it? Quote, I don't know who I am. Don't know if I belong to that brotherhood. I might just be some kind of creature. Who said it?
That would be Joe Mazzulla.
No, sorry. That was Ed Gein.
Sorry,
that was Ed.
Ed
Gein.
I don't know what Ed was. It's kind of interesting. We had Ed as first up
Notorious
there.
Notorious serial killer and body snatcher Ed Gein said that. Not head coach Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, that was the Plainfield Ghoul.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, next up is Tyrone in Mashpee. Tyrone, you ready to play Who Said It?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, who said this? Quote, it's been dark, but in a good way. You just have to tap into your darkness.
Joe Mazzulla.
That's correct.
Oh, Tyrone. Nice. All right. One.
It's been dark, but in a good way. I mean, like, just you just got to tap into your darkness.
That's proof.
That's something he said.
All right, so we need two more, Tyrone.
All right, who said it? Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein? Quote, love can be graceful or love can be hard.
I'm going to have to go Joe Mazzulla again.
Oh, yeah! Oh, Tyrone!
Love is interpreted many different ways depending upon what you're trying to do. It can be, love can be graceful, it can be harsh.
I think we all agree with that.
Okay.
One more, Tyrone.
All right, one more, Tyrone, for the win. Who said it? Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein, quote, they smelled so bad.
Ed Gein?
Oh! Tyrone! Congrats!
Unbelievable!
Tyrone, you ready to see Matt Rife at TD Garden New Year's Eve?
Yeah, yes, I am.
All right, we're going to put you on hold.
All right, very good.
Give all your info to Billy.
Yep.
And, right, Billy, or is
somebody else?
Billy will take down your info.
We got more.
So we have more of these?
Yeah, these are more for maybe you'll be featured in Week in Review.
Oh, okay.
Listen, the bragging rights. You don't win the tickets, but you can still play the game. We have a bunch more.
Playing for pride.
Yeah.
Playing for bragging rights. Yeah. All right, next up we have Marty on the South Shore. You want to play along, Marty, for bragging rights?
Let's go. This is my favorite, most tolerable segment on the radio. Let's go. Well,
all right, Marty, we're glad you're here. Who said this, Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein? Quote, if I'm going to taste death, you're coming with me.
I think that's got to be Ed Gein.
No. That's your head coach.
Either he's going to win or we're both going to die. If I'm going to taste death, you're coming with me.
That was Joe Mazzulla, head coach of the Boston Celtics.
Okay, Ryan in Portland, you want to play for pride?
Absolutely.
All right, Ryan, who said it? Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein? Quote, I want to wear your skin.
Ed Gein.
Yeah.
Sure, Mazzulla never said that?
Yeah. All right, how about this? Who said this? Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein? Quote, after dinner, you're going to be kidnapped.
Ed Gein.
Wait, that wasn't?
That's Mazzulla.
After dinner, you're going to be kidnapped.
I feel that's a good, I mean, that would have been my hunch as well that was Ed Gein.
Refresh my memory again. That after dinner, you're going to be kidnapped. That was Joe Mazzulla who said that, not Ed Gein, who again inspired what?
Leatherface, Buffalo Bill, and Norman Bates.
After dinner, you're going to be kidnapped.
Who is Joe Mazzulla inspiring is the real question here. All right, John in Rhode Island, you want to play along, see if you can get more than three in a row?
Yeah, I'm ready to play. And quickly, I met you guys in Newport. My wife asked me for divorce the same day. Greatest day of my life. Go.
All right, hell yeah.
Bit of a downer. Is that an Ed Gein quote?
No.
All right, here we go. Who said it, Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein? Quote, I like watching him bleed.
Joe Mazzulla.
Ding, 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 ding. Good job, John.
Nice.
Yeah, he, what?
I don't know if we have to.
Keep going. I don't have
to.
I thought we skipped one.
Sorry, all good. All right, let's see. Who said it, Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein? Quote, I had a compulsion to do it.
Joe Mazzulla.
No.
That one.
Could have been Joe Mazzulla talking about the media game, but no, that was Ed Gein talking about what he did to the dead bodies.
He's going to punch out Corrales after the game. No. That, of course, was Ed Gein.
Yeah.
All right, a few more of these.
Yeah, a couple more.
If you want to play along. Steve's in Nashua.
All right, Steve, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, who said it? Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla or notorious serial killer Ed Gein? Quote, I just feel like a puzzle, but none of the pieces fit.
Ed Gein.
Correct.
All right, Steve. How about that?
All right. What about Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein? Quote, no one has been arrested.
It's Joe Mazzulla.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, Steve.
All right. For the hat trick here.
No one's been arrested.
And finally, if you get this one, you get three in a row. Who said it, Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein? Quote, we're all going to be dead soon. It doesn't really matter
anymore. Joe Mazzulla.
Okay.
We're all going to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore.
If I get five, come on, more tickets. Come
That's
on.
It. No, we already gave away the tickets. We have one pair of tickets. Great
Steve,
job, though, Steve.
Right, unfortunately, good stuff. I'm sure.
He was well-versed on his Mazzulla quotes.
Oh, he was ready to go. He's like, well, I know that's Mazzulla. That couldn't be a serial killer. That's, of course, Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla.
So the Plainfield ghoul saying that, was it?
I think we'll make some space for him in Week in Review.
Yeah.
Can we make some space? I think we've done this before where you just go right into the Jones and Keefe Hall of Fame. I think we've done that in the past.
Yeah, you can go in. We got to update the Hall of Fame.
It's been a while.
Re-remember who's in it.
Well.
That caller was in it. probably Garrett Crochet. Well, he's in the Haas Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, we'll do all these inductions at the Jones and Keefe Awards.
Yeah, which is next March.
Yeah. Are you listening, Ken and Mike?
It's like the Oscars.
It's a long ways away.
They wait. It's like a three-month.
Wow, that's a big march for us.
Yeah, huge.
Well, yeah, we got the bracket.
Oh, the bracket this year is insane.
It's so good. We can't.
I can't wait.
The show at least has to make it till then.
It's just Missoula quotes. It's the 64 best Joe Missoula quotes. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, what was the one he just said the other day about Jalen? The bleeding one is, or no? You're coming with me. If I'm gonna taste death, you're coming with me.
Yeah,
That's the one.
Taste death, which is funny because Ed Gein may or may not have eaten people as well. So
either he's gonna win or we're both gonna die. If I'm gonna taste death, you're coming with me.
It's great. It is great.
Did you happen to see? And maybe we can ask Turp about this coming up. Did you happen to see that the Nuggets coaches also played the Nuggets media members?
So they stole this idea, huh?
Yeah, apparently it's
catching on
around the
league. Who's on
the
Nuggets staff?
I think like every team in the league wanted to do it after the Celtics one came out.
Well, really? I can understand why all the coaches.
I know the Raptors beat writers were asking for it.
It's such a macho. Oh, you think the writers were asking for it?
Well, I mean, I think they're like, I don't know if teams were putting up polls or whatever, but I did see it's like, hey, we're thinking about doing this now.
Did you see who I believe is on the coaching staff of the Denver Nuggets?
No, so it's not Mike Malone anymore. That's the only thing I thought of. Who's on it?
Your guy, J.J. Barea.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's an assistant coach.
No kidding. No wonder they
That's
put up one.
Fair.
No wonder
yeah,
they
no,
put up 114.
Like, what the hell? Yeah.
No, what? You got. So, Terp, you're lucky. You are lucky, Terp. You were playing God Sham God
Junior.
Junior. Yeah. Yeah, this is the
Barea's out there locking up LeBron in the finals.
Yeah, Barea's nice.
Jose Juan Barea in a media game. You're thank your lucky stars you have to face him.
You know who they also have?
No.
Jared Dudley. Wow. BC.
Real nice.
That's a good team.
He's got an old man game too. That game is going to age well.
Oh, he can shoot well.
That's a get. Yeah,
deceptive. He's got good size.
Pump fakes you read about. Elbow in.
Yeah,
like good old man game on Jared Dudley. Yeah.
At least you could shoot over Barea. I feel like I'd be okay.
No, for sure.
Pop a shot right over Barea.
Look, I didn't want to besmirch Barea, but when Nick said he was locking up LeBron, you know,
he was in the way.
He was locking up LeBron.
He was scoring some buckets. I mean, look, he probably should have been finals MVP.
Speed bump slows everybody down, but you still just you keep going.
The final of that one, I think, was 114.
Ooh, that's at altitude.
I think
though.
It was 114-14 though.
14?
I thought so. So
basically the same.
I need the score again. I was just Googling it. I thought I saw
would Terp lose 55-4?
No, 57-4. So this is double the score, but they also scored way more points. I think the Nuggets media.
You think they could break a press?
Well, I just think the Nuggets media would beat the Celtics media is all I'm saying. That's my real takeaway.
114-16.
16.
And there's still 4 minutes left on the clock when they...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Took that picture.
So where did it end?
They just go four corners on that.
Berea probably had another 30 after that.
Yeah, no, that's it's macho head games, I guess is what that is. But they want to do that. They want to prove that they are superior in every way.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Denver pressed the whole time.
I would highly doubt it,
but I don't think so.
I'll be honest, I don't know.
I feel like that's a Missoula.
If you have Berea, you're not pressing. Dudley ain't pressing.
Good point.
I don't think.
They're popping threes.
Yeah.
They're just popping threes, jogging back down the court, having a nice time.
I don't think that's the way that went down.
No, you're probably
right. Anyway, okay, well, Joe Mazzulla has apparently started a trend. Other coaches now want to beat up and belittle and play macho head games with the media, which I'm mostly fine with. Is the Denver coach, who even is the Denver head coach?
Dave Andelman.
Okay. Is he Andelman?
Adelman.
Adelman. I was going to say, Phantom Gourmet is running the Nuggets. Is he going to take away the table and talk about how they're all the same, even though you guys don't have competitive jobs? Like, is he going to do that afterwards?
Yeah, he probably removed the podium, and he's like, I'm now at your level.
We weren't
equals before, but now, today, after we beat you by 50 points in a rigged basketball game, we are equals.
Because I'll actually have an issue with that. The coaches playing the media was funny. Mazzulla just took it too far with all the, we're all the same, and I can't believe
how important it turned into.
Meanwhile, they're showing Terp getting torched on the Jumbotron.
Laughing at him.
Playing highlights in the middle of the game.
His pants fell down. It was like he was going up against the Globetrotters.
Terp came in at one point to sniff the flower on somebody's shirt, and they sprayed him right in the eye.
Yeah, come here for a second. Like, why did it turn into like a vaudeville act? Yeah, it's not good.
But anyway, what a head coach you have here. He's setting trends throughout the league.
He is.
He sounds just like.
He's a quote a minute.
Just like a serial killer. That was Ed Gein's version. Congrats
after
to Tyrone.
After dinner, you're going to be kidnapped.
Congrats, your head coach. Congrats to Tyrone again on winning those tickets. See Matt Rife on New Year's Eve at TD Garden. Did you watch any of the opener last night, the OKC-Houston game? I was flipping back and forth anyway.
I watched a little bit. I was watching Bruins.
Well, the game went so long
after the Bruins, though.
So, like, I think it timed out pretty well.
Oh, no, then I watched something after Bruins, which I'll get to in the Dork Minute, a tough watch documentary. Holy mackerel. I'll have more on that coming up.
it was well done, but it was not
what I thought it was going to be.
I'll tell you
all about it, Nick.
I started to really feel the SGA fatigue last year in the playoffs. Like, a lot of people complained about
him. He's not a fun player to
watch. They're like, he's James Harden, and it's annoying.
At least James Harden had a sweet beard.
He did. It's a lot of flopping and getting calls. Last night, and, like, the Rockets looked legit. Şengün was awesome.
Yeah.
Almost a triple-double, 40 points, 39, whatever it was.
Don't ruin our best basketball performance of the night.
It might be him. He had 39, 11, and 7.
Spoiler alert. I think it was him.
Yeah.
But, like, the Rockets are legit.
Yeah.
You know, Durant fits in pretty well there. All these things. But you really feel the SGA fatigue and the way he plays and how annoying that is. And I think Oklahoma City is going to repeat. I think they're going to win more games than they did a year ago. I think they're going to make last year's Celtics really look embarrassed for how they followed up their championship defense and how pathetic they were in that defense.
Yeah.
I know Tatum got hurt late. They were losing that series to the Knicks either way. I think Oklahoma City is going to expose last year's Celtics. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I get rooting against SGA and the way he plays because
tough.
The call he got last night, it was a foul, but that's his whole game is just pump fakes and leaning into people and trying to get calls. It's cheap.
See, I think I've changed my tune on it actually being more difficult to win back-to-back now. Before, I thought it was an anomaly and why I was talking the Celtics into being able to do it was because I tried to poke holes in all the other teams that didn't do it, right? Like, Kawhi Leonard left Toronto, so obviously they didn't do it. LeBron won a fake one, so obviously they didn't do it. You know, maybe Giannis isn't, like, as competitive or whatever, so, like, they didn't do it. Denver was sort of an outlier to me. I'm like, I don't really know why Denver didn't do it. They have the best player in the world, and as long as they get a semi-decent performance out of Jamal Murray, like, they should be in there, right? Because Jokic is always good.
And Murray is a killer late in some of these games.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So even though he's not...
But you need him.
Even though he's not an elite player, he's great in the clutch.
And then the Celtics, I was like, well, they'll do it. And then they didn't. So now I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's just such a grind. And because there's so much talent in the league, like, you're gonna have to find these certain gauntlets. First, you're going to have to stay healthy, right? Which is, look at last year. Look at all the guys dropping like flies. You can make the case the year the Celtics won it, they benefited from all the injuries, Right, but that's sort of the point. Is like if SGA goes down, they're porked. Mm-hmm. Now, they, you know, last year Chet Holmgren went down for a while and came back. But, you know, I just wonder, like, if they lose any of their top guys, or not even that. Let's just say, you know, the Western Conference, you might have a tougher road, like a seven-game series against Houston even. Like, that's that could be tough. A seven-game series against Denver, whoever emerges from the East. So, yeah, I they're clearly the favorite. They should be the favorite, but I think somebody else will knock them off.
Speaking of repeating, and I think Oklahoma City will.
Yeah.
How much of, did you catch a lot of Wick this morning or no?
Yes, I heard some of it.
So
yeah.
Wick was interesting to me just in terms of, and they should have him on Greg's show. If Wick wants to come on any radio show, we'll have him on our radio show.
Sure.
So I don't think it's weird a radio show would have him on. I do think it's weird he's doing a media tour when the Celtics open. I say media tour, but he's doing any media. He really should decline the media and be like, no, you know what? It's really not my team. It's Bill Chisholm's team. Like, why Wick has to be so out front? Why was he at the Bill Chisholm press conference? Why is he doing this? Great get.
He still has
the
a
morning
role,
show.
Though, right? Doesn't he have like a title?
Yeah, he's like third or fourth on the masthead. I mean, he's still an owner, but he's below a lot of guys. Yeah, Rob Hale's not doing media. Bill Chisholm is doing media, but not this specifically. And just on opening night, it's just weird. I just think it's weird that Wick is still dominating the spotlight. Mm-hmm. But that's just a side thought. What I actually had an issue with was him talking about the second apron.
Mm.
And he's still doing this thing, which I guess he's right about. Like, no team will be in the second apron for more than 2 years. No team will do it three in a row, which is probably right about. I don't know why teams won't. The basketball penalties are so minuscule and such a joke. I don't know why teams do it, but he's right. No team is doing it. When it comes to another line he had, though, about, well, we don't want teams to come in and buy championships, because I think Chris asked him this. He's like, what owners were pushing for these rules? They're so stupid. And Wick's like, all of us. And I don't know that Chris called it stupid to Wick's face, but the tone of it was, well, why would anybody even want these rules? And Wick's like, oh, we all wanted it. We don't want anybody to come in and buy a championship. I'm like, Wick, do you have that much lack of self-awareness you don't realize you bought two?
Yeah.
You bought two championships. 2008 and 2 years ago. You bought those you had the highest payroll in the league. So what do you mean you don't want teams coming in and buying them? You bought two.
Yeah, I don't get it, because the Warriors, like, were the Warriors bad for basketball when they had, like, those big salaries? No. And, like, people, I think, it's really whatever the league isn't, you'll hear people screaming for. So when there's a predictable final, remember for years it was, like, Warriors versus LeBron. That's what it was going to be. But those were, like, pretty highly rated. People you know, going to that. You had, like, the sort of the cream of the crop teams. And then they're like, well, we like parity.
You had a
then
boring,
you get parity.
You had a
like,
boring
well.
Run to the finals. But once you got to the finals, those were astronomical ratings. Yeah.
And then you get, like, Thunder Pacers. And you're like, oh, I kind of liked it when it was LeBron Curry. You know what I mean? Like, it's like people are always going to be complain about stuff. But I think teams just investing a lot of money into their team is usually a good sign. And so if that means there's going to be a couple of teams for a few years that have three Supermax guys on their team, then so be it. It's good for the sport. You have sort of a villain. Like, as much as I was, like, pissed when LeBron went to Miami, it was kind of great. It was kind of great because you were like, I wanted that super team to lose every single night.
Good for the league.
And when they lost the finals to Dirk, it was amazing. When they lost their other finals 4 years later, that was amazing. They won two, but you could sort of pick it apart. I thought that was good for basketball. And you can't have those type of teams if you don't have the really crazy salaries.
No. It's just, again, we don't want people coming in and buying championships. Well, then take your two away. And I guess Wick didn't actually buy them, now that I think about it. His dad bought them. But maybe that's why he feels that way. We don't need people's dads coming in and buying championships. Well, like, how fraudulent of an answer that was. Yeah. It's ridiculous. 617-779-7937. Hashtag Dork Minute comes your way at 11:45. We also have some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Bruins are now losers of 5 in a row after falling 4-3 to the Panthers at the TD Garden last night. In his return to Boston, Brad Marchand had 2 assists in Florida's victory. Bees are back in action tomorrow night hosting the Ducks. Tonight is the Celtics season opener. The Seas host the 76ers. Jaylen Brown is questionable for tonight's game with hamstring tightness. Tip-off from the Garden is at 7:30. Patriots return to practice today at 2 o'clock. Head coach Mike Vrabel will address the media today at 12:55. You can catch that press conference right here on 93.7. And the World Series between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays will begin on Friday night in Toronto. At the 99 Restaurant, $14.99 Big Deal Meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For Big Deal Meals and a great time, you gotta love the Nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.